Iran has announced the U.S. decision to impose new economic sanctions against the country over its ballistic missile program. President Hassan Rouhani has vowed that Tehran will reciprocate the sanctions that are imposed under any pretext. Also, Iranian lawmakers are lobbying for new tit-for-tat measures. Amir Mehdi Kazemi has filed this report.
Just 24 hours after the U.S. Department of Treasury and State said they were targeting 18 Iranian individuals, groups, and networks under the pretext of having links with Iran's ballistic missile program, the Iranian administration and the parliament have both reacted to the move.
It is ironical to see that key decisions in Washington, such as the nuclear agreement with Iran, which aimed at easing tensions between the two countries, are easily changed as a new president takes office. I suggest Mr. Trump solve his own country's economic problems instead of interfering in Iran's affairs.
President Hassan Rouhani said that Iran would aptly respond to any form of new sanctions. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament retaliated by voting for extra funding for the missile program, as well as the Quds Force, the external wing of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC. The parliamentarians said that they were preparing another proper response to the matter.
The latest move by the Americans violates the spirit and the content of the JCPOA. Naturally, Iran's parliament will not remain silent and will apply all legal means to counter such efforts.
The new sanctions, according to the U.S., include freezing the assets of 18 individuals and companies and preventing Americans from doing business with them. The U.S. announcement came just hours after the White House admitted that Tehran was complying with a landmark 2015 nuclear agreement it signed with the P5+1 group of countries, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said that the new U.S. sanctions violate the spirit of the deal.
We are ready to adopt the necessary measures if the U.S. enlists the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps or our Quds Force as a terrorist organization. We will then approve that the entire U.S. military is a terrorist organization. Then, within the framework of our laws, Iran will deal with those who violate, interfere, and seek to destroy other countries.
Washington had already announced plans to enlist Iran's Revolution Guards as a terrorist organization, a matter which received many negative reactions in Tehran by politicians and IRGC officials who said that Iran reserved the right to respond to the action. Parliamentarians in Tehran say that Washington will soon receive a proper tit-for-tat response for the new wave of U.S. sanctions against Iran. Some political observers believe that such efforts by the U.S. will only worsen the already dark relations between Tehran and Washington. According to some sources within the Iranian parliament, the decision by lawmakers could go as far as recognizing U.S. troops stationed abroad as terrorists. In case that happens, Iran's stance will be clear. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.